Hacked Your Way Into My Heart, a Danny Phantom and Batman crossover fic written by ZRZP5379 and read by 42 Do Not Panic. Summary. Jazz discovers someone trying to hack her and manages to scare them off. Barbara wants to meet the lawyer that nearly beat her. Jazz frowned down at her computer. Someone was trying to hack it while she was using it. It was late at night while the office was officially closed, but that only meant to Stranger that the hacker hadn't checked to see if she was currently on it. Well, this couldn't stand. Jazz opened up the program that Tucker had given her and got to work kicking the hacker out of her computer. The program boosted her limited skills to the point that she had a chance against whoever it was. Jazz had practically begged Tucker to help her make this when she was no longer in Amity Park. There were too many things about Danny and their parents' work sent to her for it to be safe to anyone to get access to her computer. So she had extra encryption and this program on all her devices. But this hacker was good, better than any other she had come across. So the program was helping a lot more than usual, though she was doing alright on her own. She was even able to start a trace on the hacker. She needed to make sure that this person would not be a threat. Then, as soon as they appeared, the hacker was out of the computer. Jess frowned harder. She knew she was fighting them off, but this felt like them leaving. Well, she guessed she was staying all night to make sure they didn't get anything. At least she didn't have a court date the next day. Barbara stared at her computer in shock. She was nearly beaten in a hack. Not only had the lawyer been able to keep up with her, she had started to trace Barbara. She knew that Fenton had been using something to help, but it was still impressive that she was able to keep up and almost beat her. If Barbara hadn't pulled out, there was a stronger chance that she would have. There was nothing in Jasmine Fenton's record to indicate that she would be capable of that. There was nothing suspicious at all. She was an upstanding person by all accounts, someone that Barbara almost wanted to meet. But now that Barbara knew she could hack, she would have to take another deeper look. She was now regretting even trying to look at her computer. There hadn't been a need. Barbara had been doing a check on the law firm to see if there was anything for one of Bruce's cases. She had quickly determined that this was not the right firm, but she had decided to look around at some of the others, and had stumbled across one lawyer still in the office. One Jasmine Fenton. Then, almost lost everything. She set herself for a long night of research. Jazz was up all night checking and rechecking everything on her computer. She even woke Tucker up to help her. Neither of them were able to find any signs that the hacker had gotten anything, so they came to the conclusion that whoever it was got scared off by the trace Jazz started. She changed into the spare outfit she kept in her office and made a note to herself to bring in another the next day. She used it way more often than she cared to admit, and always needed one. The clock told her that she had just enough time to run to the coffee shop down the street and get some caffeine and food before her first meeting of the day. So off Jess went, and she acquired more than enough caffeine, or so she hoped, to last her until she would be able to get more. And she saw a pretty woman while she was there. She had hair even more red than Jess's, and glasses that brought out the blue of her eyes. She was sitting at one of the corner tables with her back in the corner. If Jess had had more time, she might even have stopped to talk to her since Jess caught the woman staring at her. Hopefully, she would run into her the next time she came to the shop. Barbara had found the coffee shop that the lawyers from Fenton's office liked to go to and made sure to be there when they opened. She wanted to get an in-person look at this woman. While looking at pictures could give her a lot of information, there just wasn't enough of Phantom for Barbara to get enough, so she headed down to get an in-person vibe check. She walked into the shop early. Barbara knew she hadn't gone home the night before, but she wouldn't have known looking at her. Somehow she was still put together and commanded the space with her presence. Barbara would have been drawn to her even if she wasn't her target. Between her styled red hair and smart suit, there was no way to possibly miss her in entering. She was obviously in a hurry, and the barista greeted her warmly and got her order done as fast as possible. Fenton was obviously a regular at the shop. As quickly as she came in, she was on her way out the door, but before she left, she met Barbara's eyes and smiled. She had been staring, and she had been caught. Though Fenton didn't seem upset, but the small feeling in her chest betrayed her. Barbara was doomed by the gorgeous lawyer that nearly had hacked her. She decided to wait and see if she came back. Her meetings dragged through the morning and early afternoon. Jazz was exhausted by the time they were all over. It was evident all over her if the way her partner looked at her and told her to take off early was anything to go by. Jazz decided to take the advice and leave, but she didn't go straight home. She went back to the coffee shop for more caffeine, and maybe with the small hope the redhead from that morning was still there, which only her sleep-deprived brain would think was a possibility. But somehow she was still there, still wrapped up in her computer, though this time she seemed to miss when Jazz walked in, completely engrossed in whatever she was doing on her computer, which meant that Jazz could take her turn staring while she waited for her drink to be done. She noticed the woman was in a wheelchair for the first time. The corner she had chosen hid well from the casual glance. The shop was crowded, which meant Jazz had the perfect excuse to go over to the woman's table. Her computer took up less than half the table she was at. "Would you mind sharing the table?" Jazz asked. "There aren't any empty ones." The woman looked up from her computer, slightly startled. Their eyes met, and Jazz could tell the woman recognized her from that morning. "Of course," she said. She moved her computer and drink to try and take up even less of the table. Jazz smiled at the slightly flustered way she was acting. Whether it was from being startled or because of Jazz's presence was still up for debate, though. Jazz set her drink down and sat in the table's chair. She then pulled her book out from her briefcase and began to read, and out of the corner of her eye watched as the woman kept looking over the top of her computer at Jazz. Each time she focused on something different, and she just kept on looking. After a while, Jazz finished her drink and decided she wanted another. She put her book down on the table and caught her table mate's eyes. "I'm getting another drink. Would you like one?" "Sure," she said and reached for her wallet. "No, don't bother. My treat for letting me share the table." She got the woman's order and went to fetch their drink. She felt her eyes the whole time and met them once while she was waiting with a smile. Barbara watched as Phantom got their drinks. She had stayed at the shop the whole day hoping for another chance to watch the woman. But what she hadn't expected was for her to show up and ask to sit with her. It was crowded, but there were other tables with more room, though the biggest surprise was the fact that she had startled Barbara with her arrival. It was almost as if there was something making it hard to notice her, something that went away as soon as she was noticed. Then Phantom had sat down and said nothing, just read a book and watched what Barbara was doing subtly. Barbara tried not to stare, but found it very hard not to. It had been a long time since she found herself attracted to someone she didn't already know, but maybe knowing her skills was part of it. She really hoped there was nothing nefarious being hidden. She watched the whole time that Phantom got the drinks, and saw nothing odd, not that she really expected anything. When Phantom got back to the table, Barbara decided it was time to introduce herself. "I'm Barbara, by the way. I think you deserve that much for buying me a drink." She inwardly cringed at the fact she had too easily slipped into flirting. She was looking for intel, not a date. "Jazz," she said with a smile, "and it's only fair for me interrupting you." "I needed it." They continued talking for a while and had a very nice conversation. Barbara found herself not wanting it to end. Until Jazz got an alert on her phone reminding her that she was going to have a video call with her brother over dinner, which meant she had to leave. But before she left, she handed Barbara a card. "Call me if you'd like to continue this sometime." And she was gone. Barbara looked at the card. It was a business one, but on the back was a handwritten one, Jazz's personal number based on Barbara's research. It looked like she was going to have to make a date.